Yeah, we're discussing the various psalm, which psalm are possible. You know, the region which psalm are possible. Other days, we said the things which are possible psalm in. It's like that's in Chaps, like Hadashaita. Those are possible all 7 days. There's the second category of the Kichatama, which the Gemara isn't clear on the 11 days that that's going to be only Dafka one day, or can he used to bite from his ass, so he needs to eat it. That's going to only pass on 1 day. And then Hadar, we said Machlekes, we're showing them Rambam, Hadar, we're showing them what Hadar is possible all 7 days or 1 day. So Kavakika Tam is a shayla is 1,000% lachachila or there's a maila that should be shalom. So the pastor is like Marcy Zerachanina took a bite at it and ate it. We seemingly say that there's no maila even of not eating it when it's not shalom. That definitely is a pashas, definitely pashas as sugya. So the our verse achren which meant b'shaita give different tichukim that over there maybe he didn't. It wasn't real esrog was used for mitzvahs, an shishlaim esrog, or different. Or he didn't have a lulav, so anyhow he didn't have dalaminim, therefore he did it. But in chenai, maybe we're not pixed like achila. The Pekir Yaakov wants to say that definitely is a mailat creates hadas ekev anveyo that should be shalom lagamri. If it's not shalom lagamri, it's a episode chisarn in that. Dolce kavachaim says apisoid, I think it's ayin dalet. A pisoid, he says, that is an Indian for it to be shalom legamri. That's what he writes. A pisoid. Right, why didn't Rechini do the soid? You have some kasha, right? I might say one of those teichet de keturitzim. But definitely the pashas of sugya is that it's okay. Maybe our priest it's other we could clear that there's such a dinah. On the side that's priest other, yesh la'ayin, how nicker does it have to be? And as we were going all the time, the kikatam is something which even a mashu is going to be a problem because the maisa. It's not a shalim. We're out of the kichat tamas. The kichat tamas is not going to puzzle the rest of the days. Elamai, the psalms, me psal out, may your priates other. Once you're in that cheshbon, which is nicker, it's not really nicker, you have to look at it very closely, or you're not sure, you need a magnifying glass, the chedah would not be a chesar. It's only. So I don't know if we find that. It says that, Pekir Yaakov says that's a hedder mitzvah, like hedder. It's like a veil, hedder mitzvah, it's the chedah. I don't think we find. If you want to go to Kaf Chaim Apisayid here. But wait, even it's in the mitzvah, but it's. The what? That'll be the get. No, but no one said that this is. If a kotuv, that there's a mailah. Right, so he's saying, that's nice. This Esrog with a hole, isn't that so nice? But it's the same thing that you buy a menorah which has a chip, doesn't look so nice. Every Torah which has a cotton, looks so nice. That's a gold. Now, how much? Some has to be. No, there is nidinim of nicker. Now, so one of the cases Mechayev brings down, what? That what? Yeah, but he's. And he set out the Kikha Tama Shabbai? Yeah? No. What? It's the Kikha Tama Shabbai or it's the Hiddish Shabbai? That's the Shaila. Is there anyone who says that's the Kikha Tama? And there's a mile on Kikha Tama? What's the mile of Kikha Tama? It doesn't pass all 7 days. What's the mile? It's the mile of a Shali. And they are shameless. So the mile of Shalim, the Choyer Kipshuta, should be something which is noticeably not Shalim. Not something like, just like Shalim Alechem Mishnah. It's something which is noticeably not Shalim. Even the Raivet, the Choyer. Yeah, the Mechayev brings down so which is Avodah Zarah or Asa B'Achila or Chaser and Kashir, that's going to be possible all 7 days. So Asa B'Achila is a whole discussion. A couple of things we get Asa B'Achila. Mashmim Rasputa Ba'anah, Kigoyin Shatava, Kimid Asa B'Achila, possible Kol Shiva. Something which is Koshkin Asa Sha'arla, Shatram Utameya, that those are going to be possible all 7 days. So first we're going to get Arla. So saying Esrog Sha'arla is going to be Asa. So one of the reasons we have to have a good Messiah, you have to have a good Hechsher, is sometimes the Soigim or Soigim Sha'arla. The way they make them with various ways of planting, and there could be issues of Arla, and that's one of the jobs of the Hechsher to make sure there's no issues of Arla. Mishra brings down discussion about Arla's Chutzar, it's what's the Shayat? They said over here it's not Reila Achila. And there's Machlokes Shishem that Arla's Chutzar, it's are you allowed to be, if you yourself know that's Aser, you can't eat it. But the question is, can you machla somebody else? So if you hold a machal to somebody else, so then copy the same pre shabbai. Could be the same pre because you can machal to somebody else. Shabbai is more noita. What? Oh?
The subject arla, you can
Right. That what?
Shabbat Arlo is a
right? Right.
Shabbat Arlo is a part of the
Torah. Yeah. After
the presence of the Torah. Old parents, maybe? Shabbat Arlo is a
yeah, what?
All parents are
held with Arlo Chatzon? Arlo Chatzon, yeah. Why we make a Vedat Kala? Because Goyim is not a problem. So there's no problem. It's an Akuzi having a Vedat. I understand. You plant it in your backyard and whatever. Vedat looks like it's a. No, how is that? Yeah. So this is how I like this. Let's say I have Esrig or Arla, which gets mixed in to some other Esrig. So what happens now? Or you have Esrig of Esrig of which is possible, gets mixed into something else. So first let's discuss, let's say there are two of them. Let's say you have one or two, you have a suffix. And one or two in Esrig, which is which? Somebody went to, let's say it happened last year. Somebody went to the Paradis Shemitah, bought a Sregim, a couple people together. Got mixed up who's whose. And one of them is like, it's not his. So they just sent another person to Esrig. Another person like went fuming. Why don't I want my Esrig? So it's like seven Esrigim. One of them is not his. Another person wants his Esrig. And he has no idea which is the seven is the other person. So the Shaila was, if he shakes all seven, is he one of Shach Yetza or not? So first start with Bittel. Besides Bittel, it's not going to be Bittel. Why? Because Esrig, Kraken brings Esrig. That the cloud of negei yardeya is that something which is a davar chashiv is not batal, davar shemini is not batal, something which you count, something which has a chashivus is not going to be batal. Therefore, esrig is something which is davar chashiv. So therefore, if one esrig gets mixed in, it's davar chashiv, it's not going to be batal.
Who?
Oh?
Let's say one of the
Esrigim apostle. So one Esrigim apostle gets mixed in, it's a Davar Chashev, it's a Davar Sheva Minyan. What did you say? It's a Davar Sheva Minyan. You want to know, every time it's Aser, it's a Davar Sheva Minyan, which is Aser. Why was the Chashev? So you have one piece of meat that gets mixed up. It's Aser, right? Why is the Chashev? It's Aser. I know you can eat it. How am I? It's still Chashev to it, you know, because it means. Same thing. Same which is asr. The mitzvah asr is asr, right? So why is a chashev? No one's gonna eat it. Elamai on this, you done on this. Because the Kriyakim says that's not going to bother. Now the says, let's say take all of them. So in that case, the shadow is, can you take all of them and be yitza? So what do you say, Yasa Kipshutai? That no, Kipshutai Pshat is like I'm yitza, right? For Manashach, I have some which is mine, some which isn't mine. And the choira, maybe it's going to be yitzel. So the statues Rav Palam, he discusses b'negei arla. What? Okay, I'm sorry, say that. Mitzad arla, mitzad tevel, and statues Rav Palam, he writes over there that if you get mixed up chabit shrei or gets mixed up, if you take all them yitzel, because the monashach, one of them is okay, and being that one of them is okay, therefore it's no good. Might say Kriyakiv kills it. He says that no. The chesaron of Arla, chesaron of Teva, what's the chesaron shvei? What's the chesaron shvei? Why is it no good? What? Being that you can't eat it, that's a chesaron. The chametz yichotzachach has to be for everything. If you have one of these which is not mine, let's go one of these which is Arla, and it's not batel. So can I eat all of them? No, I can't eat all of them. Each one of them have a suffix. Do you know, mamanashach is one I could have eaten, but the chesaron of it is I can't eat it. On my side, I can't eat it. Each one I can't eat. What? The word of it has to be lechem, has to be choshechem, has to be that I have a schus achila. That's saying, being that I don't have a heta achila over here, I'm not able to eat it, and if you come to the rabbi, it's like, can I eat it? He's like, I don't know. So, you know, one of these are Allah, we can't really help you out. You're not able to eat it. So therefore, That's the chisaron in hetachila shabai. And if he says all the sregim lemaisa, you can eat it, and if you're not going to be oitzer. Huh? One second, we'll get to that. Yeah, now it's Menegeya Tevel. Menegeya Tevel, so sure brings down that if you have a Esek Shatava Kimas Achila Pasuk Kol Shiva, since it's also about Achila, it's going to be Pasuk Kol Shiva. Therefore, there was a Mafish Mizamaisis, therefore, it's going to be a problem. Now, so therefore, you have to Mafish Mizamaisis from your Esek. Now, how do you Mafish Mizamaisis from your Esek? Normally, how do you Mafish Mizamaisis? You Mafish from the Pri itself, right? You cut off a little piece. Over here, if you cut off a little piece, you're going to make your Esek a chaser. So you have to take other ones, you have to be mafish with, you have to go ahead and be mafish with other ones. Now there's a klal by Chimsa Maisus, you can't be mafish from a bad on a good. You have to be mafish, you can't do something which is bad and something which is good. And it has to be Yafa. So the shayal is how we magged over here, what's considered Yafa by Asrik? Do you say, that's Shamzam Klaris. He says, you know, what's going to be the get over here? Okay, first before that, is there a chiyuv chumas ha'maisris on esregim or not? What's the yisrael shayla? The yisrael shayla is that l'maisa a lulav is not chiyuv chumas ha'maisris, right? Why not?
It's not a pri.
So shayla is by esreg. That lemaisa, some which is not a mitzvasai, so the ishami and arla is a shayla, some which is not a mitzvasai. It's a chayv in arla, it's a not chayv in arla. I come with the gate from the what comes out is that if something which is planted le mitzvah, and the person doesn't have das to eat it, so therefore it doesn't get a shame priesthood boy, and if it's not chayv in the mitzvah.
You still can have a shame,
if you eat it, there'll still be a share. What? Chayk asking in Chumas Berak Beis, something which is not planted, you have no das achil on it, doesn't have a shame pri. It's not a mitzvasa, not a pri. It wouldn't get a shame pri. Therefore, as a person not planning eating, that doesn't get a shame pri. And therefore, that what? Right. No, so the mitzvah is manazah, being that it is eaten. People consider skula, right? School for childbirth and all sorts of things. So therefore, being bismanazah, that people do eat it. And when the moichah plants it, so let's say 10% of people eat it, 20% of people eat it, there's a percentage of people eat it. So therefore, it's considered that it's lachila, and therefore, elchanan will be chayv shemus ma'isus. So therefore, the lach is chayv to mafish shemus ma'isus from your dalam meeting. Now, like we said before, you can't be mafish b'nei, but you have to be mafish in lekamach. So that's another thing where you have to have a good hechsher. You have to make sure that the mafish is a maizus. Now, the mitzvah is when mafish is a maizus, those who mafish is a maizus, without going with all the halachos is a maizus, but there's maizur rishon. Where's maizur rishon go to? So let's go to Levi. It's 10%. The maizur, the mitzvah says is manazeh. The minhag of most places, maizur rishon, they do not give it to the Levi. The mafishit is ice devil. But they hold on to the, they don't give it to the Levi. Why? Because how do you know who's the Levi? We don't have such a Messer who's the Levi. And if we didn't say the Raya, you have to prove what? No, with that kind. No, I won't give Truman. The Truman's Truman to me. I won't give Truman to the kind. We burn it. We wrap it and throw it out. So basically, your mafish Truman's Mice is the 1.1% for Truman's Truman's Mice. We wrap up and throw it out. And in general, that's what people do. The ma'aserish is mafresh and you keep it. So the ma'aser shemazam and others were machmir when it comes to dalaminim, they can't hold on to the ma'aserish. He says because even though we say ma'aserich raya, there's a whole shayla on lamdis that does that make it lachem or it doesn't make it lachem? But the Maestrishan is still B'teich Esrik, so Levi has a Schus and Esrik. And it's Chesaron and Lechem. So therefore, Shem Zalman said that you have two options. Either you can make it Ma'afashan Esrik, which are not Reila Mitzvah. Take 10%, which are Psulim, which are not Reila Mitzvah. We can clear the Reila Yafa. Or, what? Things are possible, yeah. Or, but if it's things which are Reila Achila, even though La Ma'isa, we say Mitzvah Rayin, and you have to keep it, but La Ma'isa, over there we say that it could be, even if you have a right to keep it, in the Chem, there's a Chesaron. And being that there's a Chesaron in the Chem, therefore La Ma'isa won't be good. Fine. Now, Mishra brings down Udin Esser, which comes also by Achila, Machas Blias Esser. Yeah, to Mach, you're not going to be Yoisa. So with that, Klal, most of the Esserim are not going to be Nageya, that it's going to be Esser Achila. Where is it? Yeah, in Nageya, I can think of three cases of being Nageya. What's the Seder Davis? The Seder Davis is really Achila. It's not like this. They put something in, like, spray to kill all the bugs. Right? Tons of bugs on your Esserim. So we put a whole safer about the 26 different types of bugs which are on the S-ring, and, you know, a white dot, a black dot, this and that, all different types of bugs, you know, the whole long safer discussing it. Black upon them.
What purpose the safer?
So you know what you're doing, and one of the 26 bugs can make a chaser. So I was 23, yeah, whatever it was. So, okay, so the shayla is like this. So the misad resus is something which the person is not going to eat right now. So the shayla is yesh lakar. Is it called not reila achila? Why? Because the maitza. Yetav hat achila, the maitza is not reila achila. Why is not reila achila? Because the maitza person would not eat it. So Shem Zalman went to tell you that, be'etzem, it is a pri. Nervous. You have a zaitik problem, why you not going to eat it? Why you not going to eat it? Because there's poison on it. This poison, eventually, if you keep it around for 30 days or 2 months, eventually it sort of goes away and you say it's reila achila. So Shem Zalman wants to say, a pri, as you reila achila achizman, that's a chesaron in the pri. Still considered the same pri. Even right now, I wouldn't eat it, but still consider the same pre, and therefore it's going to be okay. What?
Right? So,
it's right. Oh, okay. You have to know what the Mitzvah is. Now, where do people keep Dalmium sometimes? You want to keep a nice, safe place. It has to be a cool place. You keep your lulav in a place which is hot, keep it in the kitchen, right? Somebody's going to put it in the kitchen, and it's going to dry out from the heat. Keep it high up, it also could get all withered from the heat. So the best place is to put it in a nice, cool place. So where do people put it a lot of times? They put it under the bed. Yeah, that's a good place to put, what? Right. So lulav is not a problem, lulav is not a real achila. The question is, you put your esrog under the bed, ma dinoi. Does it now ask you from eating it, and therefore it's not going to be okay? So those of you remember Kifta Zayin, something under a bed, what's going to be the halacha? B'diavad, Reivad Achreinu, Maestro Shvus Yaakov, Kivik Shvus Yaakov, most of the Achreinim, or maybe we just see a goid maybe, which is Machmer, but come out, it's whatever your opinion is under the bed. If you're going to be Machmer, you're going to be B'diavad, and for sure it's a problem. You know, maybe some say B'yasek yes, a little better, Shlem Mitzvah Yidav Adav Ara.
What you would do, let's throw it out for somebody else.
What do you say? Clap of you is just can't pre, I think so. I think clap of you wouldn't be a pre. It's not like it's a tavo which you could give it to a queen. I think your and Hagga is you down because there you down as a pre, you have a Zaitika problem. Over here you have your there's a problem. You owe that should be also. I might somebody else eat it. No. But the word stunning to say maybe but Mitz is a little better. Should we say never? Rabbi, come on, keep shooting. Tell Rabbi, doing it. Yeah, who didn't we touch before Negovas? What's the halacha? So Mishpur brings down Simadal. If you touch something before Negovas, the Chachi should wash it three times. Do Negovas to it. But B'diavad, if it's something you can't wash or it's going to get ruined, so then we'll be considered with Achila and the Ma'aseh will not be considered a problem. No, under the bed Negovas doesn't help. No, we saw something that's just on the Tachas Amita, nothing to do with the bed. Fine, now we saw that Esrog needs Lechem. Therefore, by Gazel, we said even though he has Mutter Dilah, take Lushachay of Leit Aschavei, right? It's only B'Shai Yama. Why is B'Shai Yama? Because Yom Rishon doesn't help Masha Nichlei. Even the guy's Nichlei in day one, it's not going to work. Why? Because Nilachem has to be shleim mamish, and therefore on lechem you have to ask the tevim atam maslachser. It's not a good enough the fact that the person lets you go ahead and use this; it won't be good. What's the reason why we say Yalai use Dalamim Shalai? What's the reason why we say Yalai use the guy's Dalamim? What's the reason why? We say it's Nechalai. Why? Because there's no Hefzid. Why are we Sfarm is worse? As Sfarm we say, Pshad is that maybe there's going to be a Kalkal. So, the fact that the Gemara brings down, he can't use like certain things. Like Truma can use a Kalzayin because you're going to like ruin the clipper when you shake it. So, you see, there's a Nevna, can you give me So, you see, there's a concern. Aspect of Hefsid Klape Dalaminim. So what's the pshat that was saying that's Nechalai? So we're going to say Mishleis of Zayin, Yesh L'chag in all 7 days or a couple of days? All 7 days, you're constantly using it, so you're being a rub out the klipa. But just 1 or 2, a couple of days, it's not going to be a problem. It should be talking passes like that. Choshev Yom, Evshel Makbid, well, sir. So it's going to be doing, taking about 7 days over there, it's like the people going, maybe a person's going to be Makbid. And therefore, it's going to be us. Like I pointed out, nowadays b'chalal is very not pashut to go ahead and use somebody's dalamin without rishus. You have to know b'chalal whether you know there would be a nichalei or there wouldn't be a nichalei. An essay agazel. So hopefully that's not too negaya. But there's a shaila. Would be shar yomim. It's pasal smisav aveira after you made a kenyan. The shaila is what? The Shah is what about Shayamim? So, Mechabim Sif Aleph seems to say that Shayamim Lemaisa is going to be a problem. In Sif Hei, it says, Kol Shemana Shem Psum Neimun Shem Bnei Gaza Gneva, Yot Tivish Levah Shayam Kasha. Only Yot Tivish Rishon, Shayam is going to be Kasha. Shtiko Shtira. There he says, well, first day is Pasol, all 7 days is Pasol, and here he says, other days will be Kasha. And what comes along says, Yesh places in Gaza Kol Shiva. But in the Mechabim, we have a Stira. Sif Aleph says, Kasha, Pasol, and here he's saying it's kasha b'diyavet. So there's one malach among the brahmin saying avad v'chav is machal chachila. That's sif aleph, but sivav is where sifay is saying b'diyavet. L'maisa say it's going to be okay. The bir alach is not so crazy about that. He says deka malach is da'enech rami. Really about it's possible. He's just bringing a lashon rambam over here. It's not really against him. He's just bringing a lashon rambam trying to say that the chalik do things with a mumin, things with a batsam, but ikar din he holds that'll be possible called zayin. It's only after Kenyan. Yes, and Rishas.
As long as that is, then Hashem
will be the best. No, after Yes and Shin Rishas, you don't have to get money.
As long as there's a
Chepta
itself,
there's
no need
to get back. If there's Yes and Shin Rishas, so then you're kind of, you don't have to. Yeah. I gotta mention again, the Ramah spoke about that Chaser, Mizkash Shayamim. The Pitim falls off. So he says, Kasher Rishon Ve'ilach. Why is it Kasher? Because he holds the Psal is the Psal of Kichat Amma. Shur brings down the last he holds that as Psal Chaser. And therefore, maybe it's going to be Psal all Psal Hadid, Psal Zayin. And he says, if you can't find another one, you can use Simchon Mekilim. The very person on the ground holds this Kasher Shayomi. And therefore, he says that if the Pitim falls off, you can't find another one, it's going to be Kasher. But my Talcha might say, if Pitim does fall off, the chila, you should go ahead and get another one. Once we want sivav, makar sivav is more brings down that there was a ma'ase. They didn't have esrig, they didn't have dalaminim. It was all yavish, and they went in and they took the dalaminim. Nechukar rishim, the three sheets of rishim. That what are we talking about over there? What's the rush brings down? What's the pshat over there? Is the mahalach a little bit? The reason why they took it over there was just shek tishkach dalaminim. And economic. That's if it's possible, I ain't getting to take. They just did it, it's like this the aluminum, not to forget the aluminum, that's the reason why they took it. That's all mahal. There's another mahal that say that no, that psulim are kosher b'diavish. That's a chak, you don't have it's going to be kosher. In fact, the rush, why should it be kosher? The mice is possible. Well, why should you mash psulim all of a sudden? If you have it, it's possible. Now you don't have it's kosher, like, what's going on? Zakhtar Rosh, Malchad Avi, is that Batsim was Nimsal Chachamim, all these psalms, doesn't say clear what Yavash is, doesn't say clear what Kichatam is, Nimsal Chachamim what the psalm is. The Haim Amru only passes when you have it. If you don't have it, then it's not going to be a Hisar. There's one last sheet of the Rambam which says that Shasar Chak only make about Yavash, All the psalm are not going to make it. Why would we make it dafke yavish? Because yavish psal hader. Even when it's yavish, fart, there is some element of hider, and therefore dafke by yavish, not by other psalm. Because it's still, since the ikar luv is kayam, therefore it's still kayam ksasi dure. That's the lesson that starts again. All right, so how do we pass? Mechaber says, b'shas adchak. Shein it's a kosher. One has to be in shas adchak. It's not kosher. Kol apsulim letal mevarchim. Goes to the middle shita. The pshat is, you can take it. But not that it's kosher. It's just going more as a zecher, k'lei tishkach teres esrig, teres luv, without a bracha. Even Bjorn Rishon, and the whole thing is just Kedele Tishkach. And he just said, that's Shabbat. The more says they took it, they did it between mitzvah, or they came mitzvah, or they just did it, Shle Tishkach. So Machab is going out Shle Tishkach, therefore, B'shat Zadchak, you can do that. The Yesh, Machshiren, Yavish, Afil of Archelav, those who will make on Yavish, even to make a bracha on it. Whose sheet is that? That's the same thing that a yavish, there's a special element in it that yavish is not, that the stokes are kimadure, and therefore it's going to be okay. Now the Rambam holds dafka by luv they make up, but not other minim when they yavish. It's dafka, the luv that there's a kim of the hidra. Yeah, so what's the psalm? Mishpura brings down, Chorim is going to dinam, b'shas l'chak, nucha l'smech ala pesach sem v'chol ha-verminim, shem yivesh nucha l'varach alayim, that the Mishpura goes b'shas l'chak, and gives the v'chol what's considered b'shas l'chak. L'mayis, so you're able to be mekel with the dalaminim, that you can be semech on them to go out and make a brach, but dafka by yavash. Dafka yavash to make b'shas l'chak, that was the case of the Gemara. Mashiach, other minim, l'mayis, we would not be mekel.